right. Well, welcome to the Totally Transformed podcast. It is 2021, and I'm sitting here today, me as Lance Borden, with my mom, Dr. Connie Borden.
How is everyone today? So great to be here with you today.
It is good to be with you, whether you're listening to us day or night. We welcome you to this podcast. This is our 128th episode of the Totally Transformed podcast,
amazing.
And we are so excited to be able to utilize this medium in order to reach you, and we want to hear back from you. If you have comments or questions or prayer requests, you can email us at info@totallytransformed.org. And then also, if you would like us to pray for you, you can submit a prayer request on our website, totallytransformed.org as well. But we love you. We want you to know Jesus in 2021. We want you to live a life worthy of the calling of Jesus Christ in 2021, as we are wanting and striving to do. And so we wanted to encourage you today with how to have a great 2021. And so I think we got some great reminders, some great inspirations, some great scriptures to share with you today that will help you as you begin 2021 here in this first month of the new year. So, Mom, how are you doing in 2021 so far?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, as we've talked about over the last couple podcasts, we all are navigating and walking through the aftermath of 2020. And I think this podcast is even more appropriate because some of the things we faced in 2020 we've never faced before as Americans, as individuals in my lifetime. And so this is kind of an opportunity in 2021, and even a new way, in the sense that we need to make sure that we believe that today is the first day of the rest of our life.
Right.
We need to believe that when we start our lives, wherever you are, if you've never known Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, today you can do that by confessing with your mouth that God sent him from the dead.
Raised him from the dead.
Raised him from the dead and sent him to die for your sins. And you just need to confess your sins and accept him in your heart. Believe that and you shall be saved. And that is so exciting, Lance, because we know, living a lifetime since I was 8 years old, and you were very young too when you got saved, in Christ makes the difference, not a difference, the difference. He is the source of life. He's the source of eternity. And I was telling you before we started, it's really exciting to me to think that we're doing this podcast in Dallas, Texas, that's literally going all over the world. And who could we be speaking to in the far corners of the world that maybe have never heard the gospel?
Right.
Or if they have heard the gospel, they may need real encouragement like we're providing today.
Right.
So that is really exciting. That's one of the things I've taught all my life. I got this vision when I was a teacher, that one of the biggest things that people lack is a vision. Mm. Without vision, my people perish, is what the word says. And even when I was teaching elementary children, I would try to impart to them a vision about, if they're learning grammar, they're really learning that they may write something that'll change the world. They may write a great self-help book or something that will change the world. So there's a lot of people that don't have a vision. They kind of just go through life day by day, same old, same old. They don't feel they're significant, and there's no such thing as not being significant. We were all born significant in our mother's womb. Even if you didn't know your parents, even if you were not wanted, even if you were abused, Jesus knew you in creation, and you got that vision very young that God saw you in creation when we were homeschooling. And when you catch that vision, then you can navigate and overcome what the enemy brings you in this life, because he's going around seeking who he can devour. You know, he goes around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And there's no doubt about it that this world is inundated by the enemy.
Yeah.
The people that operate by the enemy, through the enemy, and affect other people. But Jesus. Mm. And at Calvary, he defeated him. He gave us the delegated authority over him in Luke. I believe it's Luke 4:18 and 19. Maybe we can read that before we go. I may have that scripture reference wrong, but at any rate, we have all power to tread on the enemy, serpents and scorpions, and any manner of evil against them, just like against us, just like Jesus.
Luke 10:19.
Luke 10:19. Right. Thank you. I knew it was 10. So therefore, you can take what you've navigated in life as a trial. You can believe John 16:33, that in this world you'll have trial and tribulation, but Jesus is speaking here, I've devoided it of its ability to harm you. That doesn't mean it doesn't feel bad in the trials you're going through, but you can come out as an overcomer over Satan, and as a story, your test become your testimony, is what somebody says. And that's exciting.
It is.
When you look at life that way, right?
It is. And I loved what you said about having a vision, because I think it is something that is, in our busy lives, oftentimes it may seem like, well, who has time to create a vision? You know, like, I'm just trying to survive. But it really doesn't take that much effort. I mean, literally, you could sit down for a 5 or 10 minute session with yourself and with the Lord.
Yeah.
And just think, okay, what do I want the rest of my year to look like? What do I want the year to have looked like when I get to the end of 2021?
Yes.
You can even do that, you know, in business, they advocate that you make, you know, something like 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year goals.
Yes.
You know, where do you want your business to go?
Yeah.
Where do you want your life to go by the end of this year?
Right.
And thinking even beyond that, what do you want your life to look like in 3 years or 5 years or 10 years? And it doesn't necessarily have to be hard to do that. You just think about, well, what do I want, you know, in the Lord? What do I desire?
Yes.
And everything from, you know, what I want, how do I want my marriage to look different? How do I want my children to be behaving differently? You know, what do I want my finances to look like? Whatever. I think sometimes I personally, just speaking for myself, I sometimes get afraid of goals because I'm afraid I won't achieve them.
Yeah.
So there's a fear of failure that comes in.
Right.
And that's self-defeating because I think if we don't make goals, then we're not going to reach them.
Right.
Right.
That's right. And I like what you're saying. There's a lot of people. Steve Covey wrote a book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He talks about looking at what your tombstone might say. What would you like your tombstone to have said about you as a life lived, that someone would think of you so demonstratively of what you put forth as being a light, that they would be able to put it on your tombstone? And so I like what you're saying, whether it's a lifetime, whether it's a year, 2021, whether it's 3 years or 5 years, when you set that goal and you work backwards, that right there gives you a vision.
Right.
And Habakkuk 2:2-3 says, write the vision, make it plain upon the tablets of our heart. And in this ministry, Totally Transformed, every time we've had a board meeting, you write the vision of Isaiah 61:1-4 and Luke 4:18-19, which says, the Lord says, I've come to heal the brokenhearted and set at liberty those that are bound, which is a real focal point of our ministry of helping people that have been wounded and rejected and need healing and deliverance. But all of that is, you know, people do a vision or they do a significance. They maybe just don't think about it. Mm-hmm. Like the average man that gets up and goes to work, his vision is that he wants to support his family. He wants to provide housing and food and schooling for his children. But we really need to think of it more as a vision of the Lord. And how can I do that the best? How the fact that I'm doing it, like some people don't support their families, is responsibility and accountability. And I used to say again to my children in elementary school, because one of the highest suicide rates is caused, one of the biggest reasons is because people don't have a vision.
Yeah.
They just feel like they're going through life. And I just want I want you that are listening to know that you are important. You were ordained. Whether your parents told you that or whether you knew it growing up, God knew it. And every one of us in the universe has a purpose and a vision, and we're called to make a difference and brighten the corner where we are, be a light on a hill. And that means different things for different people. It can be a small thing to you that changes someone's life, because Jesus said, leave the 99 and go after the one. Let's just say there's just one person in Germany that's hearing this podcast. That's good enough. That's eternal. And something that we might say would keep that person from committing suicide.
Yeah. You know, going back to what you were saying about sometimes the day-to-day tasks that we do, just consistently doing them is achieving something, right? To your point, because it's providing or it's meeting an objective. Colossians 3, 23 and 24 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance. And that's one thing that really corrects me lots of times is if I get bogged down in, you know, I'm worried about how's this project going to turn out or how's this going to look to my boss or my colleagues or whatever. If I can just sit back and say, no, I'm doing this as unto the Lord.
Amen.
That changes everything.
It does.
Because I know, first of all, that God is a merciful God.
Yes.
And he knows I'm but a frail human.
That's right.
And that I'm not going to be perfect and that I'm going to make mistakes.
Right.
But also it inspires me.
Yes.
It inspires me that no matter who's looking or who's reviewing or what someone might say, good or bad, about what I'm doing, the Lord is watching and
yes.
he's taking note. And if I can just do it as unto him, then, you know, that's usually going to get the best effort out of myself and my skill set.
That's right.
My and talent, there, skills,
you
and
know,
abilities.
There's this balance here because we're saying set 1, 3, 5 year goals in order to be more accomplished. On the other hand, the Bible says, don't say tomorrow I'll do this or I'll do that because you don't know about tomorrow. And Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, don't worry about tomorrow.
Right.
Today has enough evil thereof. So those two things come together in a balance mm-hmm. to where we become the best we can as we do things unto the Lord, making our weaknesses strong through him, doing everything unto him without being too preoccupied
right.
with what's threatening or what's pending. You know, Romans 8:28 says, don't fear. In the Amplified, it says, don't fear things that are pending or threatening. Pending would be from the past because it's pending. And the Bible says, forget those things that are behind. You have a scripture for that in just a second. Or threatening. In other words, if you don't know if tomorrow is going to happen, it doesn't mean that you just live, you know, carelessly, but the thing is, it is if it's a threat, it may never happen. If, you know, I try to live my life, if I don't have any proof for it, I don't think about it. I kind of throw it out. Though it concerns me, it's not my concern. So what is that verse about forgetting those things that are behind? Because the enemy wants you in the past or the future, but he does not want you in the present because that's the most important time, now.
Hebrews 12:1-2, which says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
I mean, forgetting, as I've said before, is a present progressive verb. It can be a process, but the point is that is almost a commandment to make sure that whatever's happened in the past is in the past. You can make it a stepping stone, but don't make it a tombstone where you die there. And I was listening to a sermon by Terry Saville Foy, who is Jerry Saville's daughter. And these things that we're going to talk about today, we try to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. We try to live what we're talking about today so that we can have more vision, so that we can be more fruitful. And she said in this sermon a couple weeks ago, she said, if you want to do what I do what I did. And so what we're saying, sometimes we look at people, like some people might look at us and say, oh, they're doing a podcast or doing a radio show. I wish I could do that. Well, you know, we don't feel like we're great or doing anything fabulous or anything, but it has been a progressive journey of doing discipleship type things, like having a vision, setting a goal, educating our mind, overcoming trials, living for the Lord. And so what we're exhorting you to do with these suggestions is like us, like I was exhorted by Terry Saville Foy, who reiterated some of the things that we were teaching and some other ways she said it. But I want to do what she does. I want to do what she did. You know, that's kind of a tricky statement there. In other words, we just don't get there by hoping. You know, we are disciples. The root word of disciple is discipline. And we've taught many times, 5 R's to victory to your thought life. We've talked about that you can't walk out in the world or the day without knowing that you're in a spiritual battle. Every time you get up and get out of bed, the enemy's strategizing against you to defeat you, as we've already said. And so we need to be on the offense with the weapons of our warfare. The word is the sword of the spirit. It does divine surgery within us when we meditate on it, and we promote meditating on it, not just reading it. And also, it makes the enemy defeated. We say it cuts off his head, because when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he used the word. The word is Jesus. John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And verse 14 says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Satan recognizes the word. We don't just meditate on the word and do this mind transformation. That's why this ministry is called Totally Transformed, right? Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. To get a candy bar when you're in Sunday school, this is life.
Right. And sometimes, and lots of times, it's life or death, depending on our approach.
Exactly. And so, you know, another thing she said, Terry Seville, behave in the way you see yourself. Well, we've taught, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. If you think what you can conceive to believe, you will achieve. So if you've been thinking of yourself as a piece of dirt, or someone told you you were a piece of dirt, or they rejected you or hurt you all your life, which the enemy does sow lies. We have a whole timeline that we use with people for therapy and so forth, that they can define the lies they're believing. But I'm just going to ask you today, right now, what have you been thinking about? Think about what you're thinking about. Are they lies from the enemy because he's trying to defeat you? Are they inconsistent with the word of God, or do they define you the way the Lord defines you, not somebody that rejected you? And so
that verse, was Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Interestingly, I'm reminded of Colossians 3, which says, set your heart on things above, not on earthly things.
Yes.
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
Amen.
And so if you pair that with this, then as you're thinking in your heart, if your heart is fixed on the Lord and on eternity and on God and on what he wants, then you're going to be like him.
That's right.
You know?
And another verse says, whatsoever things are good, honest, and true, think on these things. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he's the truth, big T, and he's the truth, understanding, little T. So if you want to be have the mind of Christ and think like Christ, and also Dr. Carolyn Leaf says that as you meditate on the word, it actually clears out those neural pathways of automatic thoughts going back to negative thoughts and makes neural pathways of positive thoughts. You can read both of her books, Who Turned Off and Who Turned On Your Brain. And she's a medical doctor that has done research. Psychology calls it automatic thoughts. In other words, when your mind's on automatic, does it go to default to think faith-filled and positive and true statements about who you are by the word of God? Or does it default to what the enemy wants you to think, or somebody used by the enemy told you you were? And here's the good news, Lance. We have choice. We win or lose by the way we choose. And 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, we destroy arguments. I do it by the weapons of our warfare and every proud obstacle to the knowledge of God. And I take every thought captive in obedience to Christ, punishing every disobedience with obedience.
So there's a real active component there.
There is, and it's an action that you can do. Now, sometimes it's an overcoming if for however old you are, you've thought lie-based thoughts all your life. You know, another term psychology uses is negative schemas. It's a negative scheme about who you are, where you came from, and where you're going. But you can change that to the positive scheme no matter what's happened in your life, no matter who's been in your life, people, events, and circumstances, because of one thing. Jesus Christ died and rose again for you to give you life and life more abundantly, John 10:10. And he can change your life if you'll do some of these things.
Right.
Another principle, and you can talk a little bit about this because I know you do this, is to have a daily time of prayer and meditation. And I have boxes and boxes of journals of this journaling and just getting time with the Lord, spending time in some word, and then sitting back and basking in his presence and reflecting. because my sheep hear my voice. He wants to talk to you. He wants to give you impressions. He wants to confirm. If you've experienced this many times, if you have a daily Bible reading and you're asking for some wisdom, it's amazing how it'll be right there. So Terry Saville said something to facilitate what I'm saying. She said, a life worth living is a life worth recording. Mm. And so that just, I said, absolutely, because when you hear it, say it, and write it, you know, you research says you remember about 80-90% rather than when you just hear and forget it, you hear it and say it and forget it.
Right.
But when you take the time to write it down and process it in your mind and then meditate on it by memorization, then you have an impact of that word being a sword, cutting new neural pathways of positivity and faith in your brain.
Yeah, no, those two things really take quiet times to the next level.
It does.
You know, I'll say this, you know, first and foremost, make time to pray and read the word. However much time you can carve out, make time for the Lord and make it consistent. And, you know, having a plan, having a Bible reading plan, I think is significant to being able to have a plan to go against,
yes,
you know,
yes,
to check off, so to speak.
Yes.
But when the Lord speaks to you during that time through his word or something jumps off the page at you, which is usually the Lord speaking to you.
Yes.
If you will either write it down in a journal and or put it into some sort of application like Scripture Typer that we've talked about on this podcast before, which is a free app to download.
Right.
To be able to record the verses that you want to go back to and memorize and meditate on.
Right.
It's amazing how the Lord will continue to reveal things to you through those verses if you continue to come back to them by going then, taking them into your day, right? So you spent time with the Lord, something jumped off the page. Okay, let me not lose that. Let me write that down and or put it in my phone so that I can then take it into my day on my commute, throughout my appointments, and on the way home. And it's the Lord will continue to speak, and he'll bring it back. He'll bring it back around, he'll use you with that verse that's now written on your heart to minister to somebody else.
See, Lance, there's the Logos word, which is the written word, and then there's the Rhema word.
Right.
And I'm convinced at now 70 years of age, every word, every scripture that I take from a Logos word and make it a memorization and a meditation, it becomes a Rhema to me. Because the word says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And like you said, when the word says, hide my word in your heart so you might not sin against me. When that word is buried in your heart, the Lord and the Holy Spirit has the opportunity to bring it up when you need it for your own encouragement, to speak to somebody else. And it's just amazing. The actual words that I have memorized and meditated on are used over and over and over again in my life. And why is that? Because the Lord says he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I believe at some point, your brain or your neural pathways or your cognitions or whatever you want to call your thinking flips. Mm-hmm. And rather than thinking negatively all the time, you default to thinking positively. And we're all inundated by negativity in the world because this world Satan controls. But yet we have this way, this manner, this process to make what a man thinks or what we think in our heart. You know, isn't it interesting that your heart is part of your soul? Your soul is in your heart, because as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. We define the mind as part of the soul, the mind that thinks, imagines, and remembers, but the soul is a segue to your heart. So you have your heart affected by what you think, imagine, and remember. Mm-hmm. And some people that we're talking to have had such a bad beginning because they've thought, imagined, and remembered such heinous abuse. But it can change. We want to give you hope today at the beginning of 2021 that by what we're saying, you can literally change your mind and your thoughts. And we teach two streams that come together: cognitive restructuring through the word, and then healing of your wounds that are in your soul and your heart if your heart's broken. Those two things come together and create a wholeness. And somebody that's whole, W-H-O-L-E, wants to pursue holiness because they're not inundated by the enemy to placate those wounds through counterfeit offers.
Right. So I think we'll wrap this as part one of how to have a great 2021. And really to review, number one, we need to have a vision. You know, that's just an exhortation to have a vision. If you don't have a vision, take the time to seek the Lord and really write down a vision that He gives you for the rest of your year, and even work backwards from the end of the year. How do you want the year to end, and work backwards to what you need to do between now and then to have that result?
And believe that He has a vision for you.
And believe in faith that He has a vision for you. But because, and we know that He does, because every day ordained for you was written before one of them came to be, the Bible says.
Absolutely, Psalm 139.
Number two, make sure that you are measuring the power of your words and what you're saying about yourself and about your day and about your year has an effect. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, you know. And we're going to talk next time, I think, a little bit more about how to make our statements end positively so that we can see what we're saying about ourselves.
Yes, we've taught 5 hours to victory to your thought life. We just have another, here's a teaser to come back to help you do that.
Yep. And then finally, have a regular, a daily quiet time with the Lord where you not only read the word and pray, but also you take what the Lord shows you into your day by writing it down, journaling while you're having your quiet time, but then also taking the written word either on a note card or in your phone or in an app like Scripture Typer to take it forward, to memorize and memorize God's word and meditate on what He was telling you through your day. And He will use it
absolutely
throughout your day and your week to come, for that matter.
And if you're bored, just try it. When God does stuff like that, it just, you know that you're living on the side of eternity. You're setting your affections or things that are above, like you said when we began this podcast, and the supernatural is working in you and through you, and life cannot be boring.
Right. Right. It's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's pray.
Okay.
And for today, Lord, thank you so much for the privilege of getting to be in the hearing of those that are listening today.
Yes,
and Lord,
Lord,
we just pray a blessing on the life of every single person. You right now that's listening to the sound of my voice, I pray a blessing over you in Jesus' name, that what you're putting your hand to will prosper, and that the Lord will reveal to you His vision for your life in 2021 as you seek Him for it.
Hallelujah.
God, I just ask you to speak clearly, Lord, in the language that they need, Father God, to hear exactly what you're saying. And God, we thank you, God, for your provision. We thank you for your protection. We ask for your healing touch on anybody that's suffering from an illness right now in the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we claim the blood of Jesus over any sickness that those that are listening are struggling with right now. We declare them healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And God, we just ask you to preserve and protect them and bring them back to our podcast next time. And we thank you for life, and we thank you for salvation that comes through Jesus Christ.
And you know, Lance, I just heard one thing. Don't be discouraged. No matter, I heard someone say, well, that's easy for them to say. They're not dealing with my life. Well, that's true. We're not dealing with your life. We're dealing with our life. And everything is relative. So I feel the Lord is exhorting me to exhort you. Don't be discouraged, because discouragement is Satan's last ploy. If he can't get you through sin, if he can't get you through the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life, he'll get you through discouragement. And so, Lord Jesus, right now, I bind a spirit of discouragement. I come against the enemy. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. And we resist a spirit of discouragement over anyone that's listening to us. So I pray, Lord God, encouragement would rise up in them, which is the root word of courage. Courage through you. And where they are weak, Lord, you promise to make them strong, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, and financially. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today on the Totally Transformed podcast. Come back next time for part two of how to have a great 2021.